change to a top wide receiver that you were planning on throwing to this year?
Definitely. I'm unfortunate that we lost Anquan, but as a man, as a player, you got to respect his decision. He had a personal reason, so I mean, he's still a good friend of mine. I haven't got a chance to talk to him about it, but just got to continue to keep moving on. This league, like I said before, you can't predict the things that happen. But as a team and personally, just got to be able to adjust and continue to keep your mind focused on the goal. Everything is still obtainable, and just got to continue to keep chipping away one day at a time.
How frustrating is that when, you know, receivers keep coming in and out? I mean, Sammy goes, Anquan's gone, you know, Jordan's hurt, things like that.
I mean, of course, it's not the best scenario, but like I said, we got guys on our team right now. We have a team full of playmakers still. Those guys just would have added to what we have. But just got to continue to keep, like I said, chipping away one day at a time and keeping our mindset. Everything that we have is still in front of us. All our goals are still, we can still reach that. So we just got to continue to do what we've been doing over the past couple weeks and keep our head forward.
Tyrod, you spoke with Anquan before he signed.
I never admitted to that. I smiled when y'all asked me that.
Okay, well, you have a good relationship. Did it appear that he was all in at that point in time?
Yes. I don't think he would have made that decision. Like I said, over the past couple of days, maybe something's been weighing on him. Like I said, he made a statement on the reasons why he did. And like I said, as a man, I just got to respect his decision. Appreciate the things that he taught me throughout his short time here, the things that he taught Zay, a young guy that could definitely benefit from that relationship. Hopefully they're able to keep in touch, even from him being on the outside looking in. But as a team, we got to continue to move forward and control the things that we can.
Sean was saying this is a big opportunity for someone on the roster to step up. Is there anyone in your eyes that you've seen really make a stride?
It's been, a day since the news has broke. But I would say in that receiver room, guys have been competing since day one. And I like the mindset that those guys have. It's all friendly competition, but they're pushing each other to be their best each and every day. And that's what that's what this team is built upon.
How much tougher has your job gotten without?
Excuse me. Say that
again. How much tougher has your job gotten without Sammy, without Anquan? Because you're the guy that needs to get these guys the ball. How much tougher is it without their experience?
Just got to spend more time with the guys that we have here. We've been building a bond and building chemistry the whole time, but now as the receiver room gets a little shorter in depth, I just got to spend more time with those guys. And that's what I've been doing, talking to them daily, on the field and off the field.
Is people saying you're being set up to fail? How do you respond to
that? I can't control some of the things that go on in this league. All I could do is focus on myself and me preparing each and every week. And that's what my mindset has been since the day I've been fortunate enough to play in this league. There's been a lot of things that I've had to adjust to, and I'm going to continue to keep doing and keep my mind focused, like I said, on my goals and the goals that we have as a team.
Tyrod, how do you maintain focus in that receiver? I mean, with your young group of receivers, knowing that they've gone through a little bit of, there's been some changes, the moving parts over the past 2 weeks.
For sure. It's a challenge for all of us. It's definitely a challenge for them, too. And we'll see as the time goes on how they respond to that challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing them respond in a great way. And I think that they have their mindset as well to do the same.
Specifically, Zay Jones, how important is this preseason?
It's definitely an important game. Every time he gets a chance to go out there and create plays and make plays, it's definitely important for him. A young guy in this league, getting confidence early on in the preseason is definitely big. Like I told him yesterday, he's kind of like a rookie and a vet, like in the same year. A lot of spin thrown at him. And he's taking it in stride, challenging himself to be better each and every day.